This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
.507 on the evening edition. You're with Hezrel and Cam. We're starting by asking you, are you ready to go back to the office in 2021? Or do you want to continue to work from home permanently, or perhaps a mix of both?
Now, Malaysia has been going back to work in the office ahead of, say, in the States. But in the States, tech giants like Facebook are planning to return to the office by July. This comes after, as some countries start COVID-19 vaccinations, like the States, like the UK, and as companies look to return to some form of an old normal.
Right, and others like Google are looking to return later, and they're exploring hybrid arrangements. So some days are dedicated to the office, while others are working from home. You know, there's a few things going on here, Cam, because as companies are having these conversations, it's not just that the vaccines are starting to get rolled out, it's that the number of cases are also simultaneously rising, like
to
here in
peak.
Malaysia.
Yeah, to a peak. Mm. Yeah, we're not necessarily talking about any day now.
Yes, exactly.
In the year 2020 at some point.
2021.
What happened to 2020?
You're still
I can't
here.
Remember. I mean, people are talking about by the end of the second quarter of next year. Who knows? But, you know, in Malaysia, though, you might well be sitting in a traffic jam right now, or could look forward to sitting one in about an hour's time.
Yeah.
A lot of people have gone back to the office already. But you can't deny that there's been the experience of working from home. And some people have hated it, some people have loved it.
Yeah, I've heard great reviews from friends who have told me that they've been able to have more of a balanced life, while others, you know, have told me they hate the Zoom meetings, the Zoom calls, which I think I'd have to agree with. I value face-to-face meetings, you know, having people in the studio. So I think I'm at a point where I'm mixed. Although, you know, here at the station, we've been fortunate enough to experience a mix of both, I guess, home and office rotation.
Yes, well, I think that there are two different types of people. Young people, I think, are really itching to get back to a workplace, to work with people. Older people, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Just stay at home. but also, there are certain industries which do not lend themselves to working away from the office. I know I have friends in academia, professors who are finding it very hard to teach online. And a friend of mine in the architect interior design also finding it very hard. But having said that, a lot of people now no longer been sitting in traffic jams, might kind of like the taste of that. There must be a hybrid.
Yeah, and this isn't something new. We've touched on how employees who are, you know, more than happy to work from home, you know, just want that infrastructure to be able to have their companies maybe provide them, give them the infrastructure and enable them to do that, because some people's internet, Wi-Fi connections aren't stable at home, or they might not have a great setup where they can, you know, really focus and do their work properly. These are questions we have touched on, but I think it is something that companies will at least start thinking about going into next year.
Well, before we get to speak to our expert on this matter, I just want to point out one thing which I read. Apparently, when you work in the office, according to a University of California Irvine study, if you work in the office, you will be interrupted every 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Why is that?
Well, just because things come along. You'd be interrupted, you have to change your task, you've got to do something else. And to get back to the full concentration of working on that original task takes 23 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So the office has its downsides. But having said that, a lot of people working at home are going to be interrupted at least every 3 minutes and 5 seconds, if not even more, because there'll be people in the house. And so, you know, it's where you can find the peace to do your work.
Puts things in a different perspective. In the meantime, though, let us know if you haven't returned to the office already. Are you looking forward to going back? Is your company already starting to have those conversations, or is work from home something that's going to be, you know, here in the long term, at least for now, for next year? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be hearing from a couple of people. First off, Derek Toh, founder and CEO of WAB, And Ang Weina, the Global Employer Services Leader at Deloitte Malaysia, will be hearing from both of them at the same time, actually. So keep it here on Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
5:14 on the Evening Edition, you're with Hezrel and Cam, and we're looking at some conversations that companies are having about whether to go back full-time to the office or continue work from home arrangements or have a mixture of both. You know, let us know, are you ready to go back to the office if you haven't done so already? Or do you want to keep working from home or both? You can tell us by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, though, we're going to get some perspectives on how different companies are approaching 2021. Now crossing over to Ang Weina, the Global Employer Services Leader at Deloitte, and Derek To, founder and CEO of WAB. Weina, Derek, great to have you on the show.
Thanks. Nice to be on BFM as well.
Derek, are you there?
Thanks for having me. Yes.
Okay, lovely.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're just 2 days away from 2021. There's still a rise in COVID-19 cases, and some people have started, have gone back to the office, while others are still at home. How have your employees adapted to new work arrangements this year, and have the adjustments been a success? Weina, maybe we can start with you first.
All right. I guess in the first place, we have always advocated flexible work arrangements. Yeah. So I guess even when MCO started way back in March, in fact, we were already ready because, for example, as a professional service firm, a lot of our work actually can be done. I mean, not physically, or even we can do paperless. So we actually have embarked that paperless system way back about 5 years ago. So long gone are the days that, you know, you have to look at thick files or bring home files to work and all that. So it actually made working from home, for example, that they can be at their own time to access into the server very, very easy. So to even then, when MCO to even start doing that, it's very natural. So I would say that it was a very smooth transition then. Yeah.
And Derek?
Yeah, I mean, it's worked out really well for us, actually. I mean, just like what Reina mentioned just now, like, well, we're a tech company, so everything actually, you know, is on the cloud. So we can work anywhere we want. And before the lockdown, we've always allowed work from home, but obviously not at this scale, right? Not like the entire company working from home. But we did it really well, and I can objectively say it was a success because we actually had like record high numbers this year compared to the previous year. So we actually did better this year compared to the previous year. And it's not just because of like the product. I think when it comes to a tech company, a lot of it is actually down to the people. And the people have actually been performing very well, even though most of them are actually working from home. So I would say that, yeah, it's been a good experiment for us, if you like.
So just to be clear then, I think that you're both saying that you have already a sort of a hybrid system in your offices. But if you look at your employees, the feedback would be: would they rather be in an office? Do they enjoy being in the office, or would they? Do you find on balance that people would rather work at home? Perhaps Derek, let's for a change. Let's start with you, Derek.
Yeah, sure. So at present, about 90% of our workforce is actually working from home. But this kind of fluctuates across the year, right? So, you know, when we first came out of lockdown, when cases were very low, then I think this was about maybe between 50 to 70%. But if you look at our employees right now, actually, we have a fairly young group of employees. The average age of the employees involved is about 27, 28 years old. And what and this is not based on anything scientific, but based on conversations that I've had with people, not just within WAB, but also other companies, I find that many employees who are, let's say they're younger, they don't really have a family, they actually look forward to going back into the office because they want to see their work friends, if you like. But for employees who do have a family, I think they've found working from home to be somewhat of a better arrangement because it saves them like the commute, you know, and you get to spend more time with their children, etc. So I think it depends on which group of employees, but for WAB, because the average age of the team is very young, most of them don't really have like their own family yet, So I think many of them will look forward to going back to the office.
So, Wayne, for you, the same question. Do your employees, would they rather be at home or rather be in the office?
I guess if, let's say, I were to look from the side of the employer, they were very, very successful when they were working from home. I see a lot of discipline. I see a lot of focus. They were very productive. But I think human beings being very gregarious in nature, I guess they need the the getting together, the little chats, the little support, the little shoulder that they sometimes can cry on or put vent their frustration. That little, I think, interactions and all that is kind of missing. It's very different even if you do it in Zoom. So I think that human part of things is probably something that they miss. Even, let's say, the little Christmas party or get-together, or festive holidays that we had, National Day, costume wearing and all that, all this fun were all missed out. So I guess it's that little thing that probably be something that they miss.
Hmm. So I've heard from friends, from colleagues, that the one thing about that I guess they don't like about working from home is that they feel disconnected from, you know, these Zoom meetings, right? Do you anticipate any challenges, any sticking points to continue into 2021 while both of your employees continue to have this flexible work arrangement? Maybe Derek, we can start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you just said. So this year, even though we are very productive, we did feel that our culture sort of changed a little bit. So there are a lot of things that you can't really replicate over Zoom, right? So, for example, if you're in the office together, even though you don't talk to each other, you might see each other, you might have like this random, 30-second conversation with a colleague that's not work-related, but you can't really replicate all that, in a remote working environment. So I think for the people that have worked in work before COVID, this was okay, even though, they really felt it wasn't the same. But it was a big problem when we hired someone new, right? When anyone new that's joined the company, it's very difficult to integrate them into the culture when 100% remote work environment, or at least I haven't figured out an easy way to do it. So definitely I agree that, these remote kind of Zoom meetings, it does get tiring after a while. And, so in what we actually try to, we try different things to try to replicate this office environment. Like we have like an open Google Meet channel, which is the equivalent of Zoom, where people can just jump in and like randomly talk to someone from another team while doing their work. And we also have Friday gaming nights where we, ask people to just go online and play games together. But it's been something that we, it's been quite a challenge to replicate.
And Wayna?
Right. So I guess the employee well-being is definitely top of the priority for us. That itself, I think we have heard so much of Zoom fatigue, right? So there must be something that they need to manage on their own, and we actually have to encourage them to Zoom out, I would say, sometimes. It's very draining to do calls after calls via Zoom. So that mental well-being, it's very important, yeah. In terms of, I do agree with Derek, especially for those newcomers, the camaraderie is not there. So what we actually do would be specific, having calls on a very small group so that it becomes very personal. Me as partner talking to, for example, the interns, to checking in like 4 or 5 of them rather than on a bigger scale. So that makes it more personal. That makes it, they can feel that, we actually care for them, even though we are not physically closer to them, for that matter.
Can I ask about your plans for 2021? The government's securing COVID-19 vaccines, but we haven't had them rolled out yet. The numbers of cases are rising in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur. What kind of scenarios are you building up for yourselves for the near to medium term? And when do you think that you are thinking of going back to normal? Perhaps, Wayna, can we ask you first?
I don't think we can actually go back to normal for sure. Even with vaccine being in, I guess it's just to make sure that we have all the safety precautions in place. But definitely, the rotation will continue. We will embark and even strengthen more for the so-called, work from home arrangement. And I think very important is, even with this, we do have to be more trusting to each other. Respect each other, right? Just because they're working on phone doesn't mean that they are lepaking or they are enjoying having a good time. They will be accountable for their work deliverables at the end of the day. So I guess as employer, it's to make sure that we have the support system there and to understand one another. I think that's and to have the empathy. I think it's very important on that. Yeah.
Derek, your medium-term plans for 2021?
Yeah, so I actually, quite optimistic about next year. I believe once most high-risk people get vaccinated, and we're not sure exactly when, but I imagine maybe by Q2, and combined with like SOPs, like if everyone keeps wearing their mask, workplaces follow SOPs, etc., and all the physical distancing continues, it's very likely, I imagine, like economic activity will sort of almost be back to normal. But what we are planning to do is we're going to keep this hybrid work from home policy, right? And this actually allows us to adjust depending on what the different scenarios are. So, for example, if cases are still very high, then we might target only, say, 10% or 20% of the employees in the office, only those who really have to be there. And if cases start dropping, then, this might go up to, say, 50%, right? And we can do this as things develop. So what we found was that when certain kind of gray areas, right, when I mean gray, what I mean is that, like, cases are still there, it's dropping, but it looks like it's on the right track. We actually have you decide as an adult sort of policy and work where if you're not comfortable working from home, working in the office, you feel that you can do perform much better from home, then just keep that, right? So we're probably going to let everyone kind of decide as an adult as things recover. But personally, I'm very compliant. I actually listen to and actually follow the advice of the government very closely. And I do take it very seriously, right, expertise and all that. So I do suggest for other employers to sort of do the same.
With that, Derek, Wayna, thanks so much for joining us and weighing in this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That was Derek Toh, founder and CEO of WOB, and Ang Wayna, the Global Employer Services Leader at Deloitte Malaysia. Keep sending us your thoughts, whether it's on WhatsApp. We also have a poll running on Twitter. Are you ready to go back to the office in 2021, or do you want to keep working from home? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.